the weather sucks outside and no good time to take a walk. So it's a good day for podcasting. I have a cleaning service now, which helps me, and a social worker. On this ACT program. So they have kept me on track for staying out of places I don't want to be. And I take a boatload of pills to keep myself on the peaks and not in the valley. That's up and down, but I had one. It's just something I gotta live with, I guess. Which I should have known in school a lot of years ago. I probably would have been a better socializer. And better at meeting women, but I never was, so if any single women can handle the couch, I'll have them here as a yes woman. She can bring some stories and sit on the couch. I can adjust my microphone so it's sensitive all around. When I first went to this place, the sound area of Best Buy, they sold me what is it called? Yeah, Avid Vocal Studio. I seem to have misplaced a disc in the program, but it didn't load properly, and the mic wouldn't register very high. So, but it's a, if someone can get it to work, I'd be more. Please just give it to them. They have a little cheapy mic stand in the thing, and I never could get the software to work. And you're supposed to run that before you hook up your microphone. I wish I'd just done that first. I kind of mess things up with that, I think. But the Blue Yeti works right out of the gate. No software, just plugs. I suppose I could bring it out, but I don't have another boom mic on set here. Nor do I have a mixer. But where I could easily get a sound effect on the program. Because right now I go to the import audio thing on Audacity. I was reading today in the Huffington Post that, what was it Cher was into? Let me pop that story up. If I can, my computer's been acting weird lately. Seems like I have to do everything twice. But she was mad that all the presidents do is make money. I don't know if Trump's taking a salary. I think he's giving it all to charity or something or other. I did read that Wiener goes down. Former congressman will reportedly plead guilty to sexting a minor. I could read into more of that story. The former congressman has been accused of sending lewd messages to a 15-year-old girl in North Carolina. Former Rep. Anthony Weiner is expected to plead guilty on Friday to a federal obscenity charge, the New York Times first reported. Weiner turned himself over to FBI on Friday morning, according to the publication. Well, he's not only a Weiner, but he's a dick, too. The plea, which will be filed in the Southern District of New York, comes nearly 6 years after Weiner, once considered a rising star in the Democratic Party, resigned from Congress after tweeting the lewd images. Later reports revealed he had sent sexual explicit messages to multiple women. And the Daily Mail reported in September that Weiner had exchanged pictures and sexual messages with a 15-year-old girl. Weiner's lawyers tried to dissuade the U.S. Attorney's Office from bringing charges, according to sources that spoke to Wall Street Journal. Weiner's lawyers have been negotiating with federal prosecutors to avoid child pornography charges, the New York Daily News said. Yeah, if it's not in your computer, I don't know what I would do to probably beat it to heck. Officials began to investigate Weiner over all the allegations last year. and the probe into Wiener even infected the 2016 presidential campaign. Federal agents seized Wiener's laptop and other electronics on which they found emails belonging to Huma Abedin, Wiener's then wife and a close aide to Hillary Clinton, just day before the presidential election. Then FBI Director James Comey publicly informed Congress to the existence of the new emails pertaining to an investigation into Clinton. Clinton has said Comey's decision is part of the reason she lost the election. Wiener ran for mayor of New York City in 2013, but dropped out after it was revealed that he had exchanged explicit messages with more women after he resigned from Congress. Abedin and Wiener announced they were separating in August. And that's that news. Wiener's, at least he didn't try to meet these women and drug. And drug them is what the accusation is of Bill Cosby. And he supposedly drugged his women. Allegedly, and he thinks he still has a career in Hollywood. Well, the people deserve second chances. I don't know that 50-some women have come forward, or I heard a large number of women have come forward to accuse him of that. And when I was a kid, I thought he was a good comedian. I had some of his records back in the day when you had the big records. I think it was called Why Is There Air? Have a sip of my favorite brew. Can't start the morning without that. Sitting here in my wife beater t-shirt. And, hey, Consuela, could you get me another beer? Consuela. I just like saying that word. And what else have we got? Let me show a picture of Trump going on to the airplane, and it says flying blind. Counterterrorism expert slams narcissistic Trump. He says he doesn't represent 320 million Americans. He represents one, former FBI official, Phil Mudd says. A former counterterrorism official at both the CIA and the FBI has again slammed President Donald Trump, this time for being an unredeemable narcissist. Paul Mudd, now a counterterrorism expert analysis on CNN, said it was disgusting that Trump stood in front of the memory wall honoring CIA heroes in January and complained to media reports of a mediocre inauguration crowd. We saw this within 24 hours of inauguration, Mudd said Thursday on CNN. He doesn't represent 320 million Americans. He represents one, and that's Donald Trump. and my last trump for a speech he delivered last week to the graduating class of the Coast Guard Academy, which the president said he was doing a tremendous job. He should be offering a vision of the future, Mudd said. What does he talk about? The sissy in chief talks about how tough it is to be president because the media comes after him. Yeah, that's the way it's going to be. I wish they'd let him get on track with his domestic policy. But of course, well, not for him necessary. He had all the perks and stuff while he was not in office. But I suppose somebody who isn't used to that, they get tangled up in trips and all the amenities that being president has. Mudd has been a frequent harsh critic of Trump. He attacked him twice on CNN last week. First calling the president a coward for firing James Comey from his post as FBI director. 2 days later, Mudd criticized the president again by saying, "You feel like you've got to give the president of the United States a pacifier and a rattle and put him in the crib." That's a funny line. Doesn't the people know there's a learning curve to be president? Is that a huge tie or what? Trump's ties. It shows one of his ties to be long enough to tickle Pence. But walking out of an airplane. Here's something. A review of the upgraded underwear guys are obsessed with. Oops. And of course my computer went somewhere else. Okay, now we're back at the Mack Weldon underwear upgraded. The more you learn about improving your style, heck, improving your lifestyle in general, the more important it is to realize the details make a big difference. That is what we talk about all the time at the Style Guide, and it's always nice to get a reminder that goes right down to what you're wearing underneath, or your jeans or chinos. Your underwear. Yes, that's right. A great pair of underwear fits, feels, and performs better. That's what Mack Weldon has set out to perfect. It is also why you should set out to upgrade your top drawer as soon as you can, as I've learned testing out the brand over the past several months. I don't think I've seen it here at Walmart. An array of colors and quality fabrics set them apart, photo courtesy of the brand. The e-commerce basic brand, previous participant, this site, Style Pick of the Week series, mixes the approach of a nimble startup with the quality and certain to detail of a much larger brand, and the results show. So he made them longer, is that what he just did? Mac, welded underwear is what your top drawer needs as soon as possible. The brand was founded on the process of simplifying basic shopping. And one look at the site makes it easy. Pick your color, pick your size, a few clicks, and boom, new underwear. Much easier than the department store experience on rifling through bin after bin. Oh, I just wear boxer briefs. They seem the most comfortable to me, which is what he's improved upon, I guess. And if retooling your underwear drawer feels daunting, fear not. The brand's try-on guarantee implores you just to test it out. If the fit fabric isn't right, the brand will issue a refund or send you a different size, color, or style. It's that easy. You can even keep the pair you have tried on. Well, that's a good thing. I don't want my junk being worn by somebody else. That's how confident they are that you'll love it. Not a bad deal, eh? Well, where are they going to say what he improved upon? Note that you can necessarily go wrong with something like the reliable made comfort 18-hour jersey boxer briefs. If you're going to start with one purchase, make it these. Having tested them out myself through spring and summer, fall and winter in New York City, the fabric is durable and yet extremely comfortable. The fit is great, particularly the stay-put legs to prevent them riding up, and touches of mesh controls. Mesh cool zones helps out immensely. I've worn Mack Weldon in the heat of panoramic New York City. I've worn them tromping through the snow with it. And unlike under underwear, the waistband is sturdy and doesn't curl over. Again, it's the little details that makes a difference, and it should come no surprise that the brand engineers its own fabrics and generates great customer feedback along the way. It is almost too easy to list out the things they do so well. Quality, great comfort, top-notch fabric, excellent fit, an array of styles for every taste. That's a win for all around for stylish guys, and I bet you'll be among those happy customers soon enough. Story goes on. This seems like a long story for underwear. They've taken the same nuanced, technical, and quality-oriented approach and put it to practice throughout the whole line. The brand's silver line of boxer briefs in particular make use of another crucial and often overlooked design factor. Handy anti-microball, good luck with that word, an anti-odor performance fabric in the way of Silver X2. Yes, it's made a bit of actual pure silver woven into the fabric. Sounds fancy and short. You'll still get the same great fit and the ability to stay cool in the heat or comfortable in the winter. So from A to Z, Mark Weldon underwear gets it right. The fit, reliable, comfort, performance, and the brand's word that you'll love what you buy. Take my word for it. and get shopping, will you? I don't know if any store in town here carries a weed and bran. I'm starting to just shop at Runnings, a store that you may know about and you may not, because I don't know how far they reach out, but they have the larger size for the bigger guys, so I think I'm going to shop there from now on. The stuff at Walmart just doesn't last. The elastic gets loose, so you're always fussing with your underwear. I don't have a picture of some people walking around Walmart, but some do. I don't even know if they have that site, walmart.com, where they show people walking through the store. Those wearing sweatpants that should not. Looks like two bulldogs fighting. Editor's note, thanks to Max Waden for providing product and process of this review. Thank you for supporting brands that support the style guide. I guess they're going on saying they're the best underwear I could buy. Up here it's Hanes and what else? I know Hanes is a regular at Walmart. Yes, I shop at Walmart. And according to one of the FM hosts in the morning up in the Minneapolis area, said he's only been to Walmart once. And I guess the person checking him out said, why don't you go to the white store, the Target across the road? Or I don't think that's going to keep her long employed. But that's story on the weed and underwear. I should see where I am on recording here. Still recording. By the looks on the clock on the wall, it's time to put this podcast to bed and post it to the interwebs. I would like to thank everybody who listened nationally and internationally. There's also a donation button if you care to do that on the website through PayPal. Or I might join the pay system this program's offering. Whether you listen by home office car, thank you. I'd like to say welcome to you, and especially you. And you again. But hope you enjoyed this episode. And trying to get on a regular schedule with these. It'll be easier. But it hasn't happened yet. So I will talk to you sometime in the future. I keep checking back and seeing if it's posted. Thank you. Bye-bye, folks. Why won't that disappear? There we go. I don't understand that. It's supposed to exit out. Oh, that's why I had it.